Hello and welcome to the Planet Waves Week Ahead Forecast for Monday night, the 21st of June, 2021. Welcome. So where we're at right now is the sun entered Cancer overnight, Sunday to Monday, some places Monday during the day. So pretty much in all time zones, well, of course, in all time zones, the sun is in the sign Cancer, and the new season has begun. And then the next thing happening is that Mercury is in the process of stationing direct, and this occurs pretty much on Tuesday or overnight, Tuesday to Wednesday in all other time zones. So 5:59:58, that is to say 6 p.m. sharp Eastern Daylight Time. Calculate from there, please. This has been an unusually stressful Mercury retrograde. It really has been the Murphy's Law, Mercury retrograde. If anything can go wrong, it will. Everything takes longer than you think. And we have mostly made it through. There are those Mercury retrogrades, though, where there are a continuing cascade of problems that occur after Mercury has stationed direct. And I would just suggest taking things one step at a time and making sure that you don't break things in the process of fixing what is not actually broken. Apart from the technological challenges that this retrograde has presented, which have been many, all kinds of things going down all over the place. I was just listening to EMS radio. The 911 system computer froze this afternoon. I just got an email from Mother Jones Magazine saying that their donation system went down, and if you try to donate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The problem, really, the challenge, perhaps better word than problem, is in the domain of human relationships. And we have long been in a time when people are resistant to listening and focusing well enough to take direction and follow instructions, or to even get to a point where you actually understand what someone else is saying. And this makes matters very complicated, because we do need to understand one another in the realm that we are in, and we therefore all need to be committed to understanding one another and taking the time to understanding one another. And at the outset of any project or thing that needs to be done, and respecting what we say to one another and not getting creative on one another, i.e. if someone asks you to do something and you agree to do it, just do it the way they ask. And if you need someone to do something, ask them to do it the way you ask. Of course, that is a greater variable, right? You have control over what you do. You are able to choose the way that you conduct yourself, and it can take a lot of time when other people don't do that. So just for me to you, we waste a lot of time on Earth. Time is the only resource that cannot really be recovered. You can lose a million and make it back, but you can't really lose a year and make it back. And I reckon that there is a lot of pent-up frustration and pent-up emotion from the year that we have spent essentially living under tyranny. Now, you can tell yourself a story about why we did and justify how wise and sincere the people who made the decisions are, but the reality is that that what we experienced in all of the English-speaking countries, really in many other places as well, but things I think are of the worst in the UK and in Australia, a little bit better in the United States and Canada. What we've experienced is having all of the flow of our lives taken away. And as that happened during a Mercury retrograde during Pisces time of 2020, if you go back and check the calendar, There was a Mercury retrograde phase wherein essentially everything changed and shut down. That was approximately 15 months ago. In the course of this Mercury retrograde, it would seem that everything has opened back up, at least in the United States. There are still some places where they are playing games. We also are living in a world apropos of Mercury retrograde. And by the way, this Mercury retrograde has been a long, long 90-degree aspect to Neptune, a square. This has been Mercury retrograde square Neptune. It's one of the reasons why the whole thing has been so slippery and why it's been so challenging and why it has been so difficult to get a grip on things and why it seems like things have to be done four or five times over. But this Mercury retrograde, which means slow Mercury, and doing this thing that shouldn't be weird because it happens so often, but still this weird thing of seeming to move backwards through the chart, square Neptune, is a lot of needless uncertainty, but with that is a mounting disrespect for facts and figures. There is this ethos that if it's my opinion, then it's true. And this is really a dangerous concept to give up on the notion of some objective truth. And I'm not speaking of objective truth like is Jesus the Lord or is the Virgin Mary really co-equal to Jesus in heaven. I'm not talking about things that are pretty much entirely either speculative or, subjective. Rather, I'm talking about things where there is a bottom line, where you can actually check the numbers, and the numbers are verifiable. And I would strongly suggest embracing that ethos. This is just making life more stressful when we refuse to accept that there is a bottom line. There have been a number of other reasons why this Mercury retrograde has been really quite one of the more outrageous ones. Well, one of the more outrageous ones since March of 2020, February and March of 2020. And one of those was that we've just been through two eclipses, an eclipse of the moon in Sagittarius and an eclipse of the sun in Gemini, happening around the time of the solstice. So this is pretty massive in terms of the momentum effect of things and how the things are multiplied, they're magnified. And then in the midst of this all, last week was the peak event of Saturn square Uranus. This is another stressful standoff between two planets with very different energies, similar to how Mercury and Neptune have very different energies. Saturn and Uranus have very different energies, and this is all happening in the midst of an even longer, slower square, that of Pluto square Eris. The important thing with square aspects is that we take them on personally. In other words, it's important to take them on personally and not project them into relationships, but rather to do your part in terms of being accountable and holding others to being accountable. The world is not really set up for this right now, and we don't have to wonder too much why things are so strange, but they will get stranger if people start caring even less than they care now. The thing that I found the most troubling about this whole development, this thing that was called COVID, is there was so much who gives a shit, fuck it, I didn't feel like doing it anyway to it. And whatever you may say about that, and however entitled people may be to, not do what they don't feel like doing, there is such a thing as Dharma. The Dharma is still alive, and the Dharma is calling on you at all times, in all ways, to act as if to hold the world together. A brief update on my publishing. My next project for this evening, Monday evening, is going to be recording Cancer Astrology Studio. That is to say, a 75-minute astrology reading for people born with Cancer Sun, Moon and Rising. Hopefully we'll have that on the server tonight. I promised it for tomorrow. I'd like to get that out of the way. I am foregoing, hopefully for the last time this year, writing a weekly horoscope during the month of the monthly horoscope. So what I'll be doing is moving the horoscope back to Thursday night, and it will be the monthly edition of the horoscope. And that is that's available to those who have not reached their click limit on Planet Waves and to all subscribers who have an unlimited click limit. I am reaching the very end of an Aquarian era, the essentially a written annual edition that goes out through about 2025, 26, looking at all these planets in Aquarius and Aries, too. That's a very important sign that is going on right now. And I anticipate having the Scorpio reading completed within 1 week. It's probably going to happen sometime next weekend. And then, in addition, I have created a new product, Planets in Motion. Often when I'm working on a big written reading, I create a sort of a side project. It's almost like having a counterbalance to keep my mind organized, and this is a positively magnificent explication of transits happening to people right now between ages 1 and 84. I'll have news about that within approximately 1 week time. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check around the rest of the Planet Waves website. Fantastic new Planet Waves FM. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.